a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
You've been telling us, Tommy, about little kids, innocent, beautiful little kids, singing along to lovely, catchy songs that they've heard on the radio. Sometimes the lyrics are slightly inappropriate, but they got no idea.
Well, pop music is sent to us by the devil. And we had a great example of that on the weekend at a friend's house. They've got a four-year-old daughter, Indy's age, and they're little besties. And her favourite song at the moment is Morgan Wallen's Last Night. She's got one of those Bluetooth microphones. Mm. They were doing little concerts for us, and she's rolling. And I've got the lyric now. I found the bit because I got savaged for not having the chorus and not the lyric before. So sorry for not doing my job. Now I've done my job. This is the one.
Last night I kissed your lips, make you grip the sheets with your fingertips.
Oh.
Last bottle of Jack, we split a fifth.
I mean, to have a four-year-old going, last bottle of Jack, we split a fifth. I mean, Eve, that's not great, is it? Of course, Lingy, your kids.
Jenny in particular started singing Unholy.
It's essentially a song about a guy exploring his just sort of...
Yeah.
Yeah, and I had to have it explained to me, which was appreciated that, Loggy. Once I knew that, though, as Jenny was walking around the house singing along with it, I'm like, oh, please stop. Please stop. So we've asked, what have you heard kids that they just obliviously singing along with beautifully and maybe a little bit inappropriate? Andy from Armstrong Creek is on the line. Andy, what's happened?
Good morning, guys.
Yes, we're good, thank you. It just cut out as you said that, but I'm assuming you asked how we are. what was the song? Was it you that was singing it or was it your child?
It was me as a kid. My Pony by Genuine.
All right, it does have connotations, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You're just an animal. You were just an animal fan, weren't you?
I don't even know if you can say that. yeah. It's not a song about horses. All right. Ed in St. Albans Park. Oh, was it you or was it one of your boys?
It was my eldest. Mm-hmm. When he was a toddler at kindergarten, they had a little concert and asked the kids if they could sing a song. Mm-hmm. And my son, like a young Robbie Williams, got up and belted out the chorus of Tom Jones' Sex Bomb.
Oh. You know what you are, sex bomb, sex bomb. You're a sex bomb. You can give it to me when I need to come along.
Oh my God.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Tom. You would have been so proud, Ed.
I was grateful that he actually remembered the lyrics.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
It's time for lyrical headlines, headlines, headlines that are lyrical. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da. Welcome back from the newsroom.
Hello. A little bit of pressure on me then that people are playing it, you know, they're ringing people up and saying, are you ready for lyrical headlines? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of pressure. Didn't you know this is Geelong and the Surf Coast's favourite Thursday-based game?
Hey, there you go.
Well done, Lee.
It's taken him 18 months, yeah, but...
finally listening to you, Tommy.
The boy can be taught. Do we have a theme for this week's game?
We do. Daylight savings. Ah. So we're looking, we've had daylight savings coming in, so we're looking at time and that sort of stuff.
Congratulations, Cameron Ling, for not biting on that.
No,
and pushing
I
your personal
did.
Agenda against yes, daylight savings.
That's right.
Started a bit later back, but we won't get bogged down on that. I love this game too much. We'll move on, Tommy.
Very conscious of the curtains. Okay, so here's how it works. You're going to read the lyrics to songs like you do in your day job as if they're news bulletins, mm-hmm. Beck. And we'll need to decipher the artist and the song title as well. If you get it half wrong or completely incorrect, the other two get a free run at it with extra lyrics. Our names are our buzzers. Tom.
Lingy.
Loggy.
Okay, I think we're ready to go.
Question
number one, lyrical headlines.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. She said it's cold outside and she hands
Loggy.
Me my raincoat.
It's Matchbox 23 AM.
Yes.
Well done. It's very quick by you. Very
and of
quick.
Course, 3 a.m. is around the time that daylight saving yeah. starts or finishes, and we will not go into that link.
No. I like it, Beck. Great tune.
It, Beck.
Great start.
No, well done, no, Lord. When he says start it later, he means like on the calendar, not in the day.
A month later to get bit more light in the morning. So I can go into it in detail if you like.
No, not right now.
No, okay. Question
okay.
two.
Okay, Daylight Savings edition of Lyrical Headlines. Question number two.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. Lying in my bed, I hear the clock tick.
Logging the view. It's Cyndi Lauper time after time.
Yes. Yes. You can look and you will find me.
Time after time. That's a straight out win for you, bro.
Oh, wow.
Log dominant.
Well done. Hi. Sorry, I didn't mean to, but what songs, Beck? What yeah, just amazing song. Songs.
Can we have number three anyway?
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, question okay. number three.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. It's astounding. Time is Tom. Fleeting.
It's The Time Warp by the cast of the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yes.
Oh. Oh, very good.
You don't play Frankenfurter as many times as I have. And not yeah. A, know that song, and B, know how to sprint in high heels.
Oh, yes, indeedy.
That is a talent.
Good job. Should we do the tiebreaker for you, Lingy?
Yeah, yeah, do it.
We might as well. Why not? We've got time.
These three good tunes.
It's been a cracking round. We've got through it very quickly. All right, here we go.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. KLF is going to rock
Tom,
you because you...
it's... 3 a.m. Eternal by the KLF.
Yes.
Fact that time is eternal. Yes.
So this is right in the window. It's like early 90s, but play Guess the Year as well. So that like 93 where I was really starting to get into music, you know.
I wouldn't have got that one, Beck.
Okay.
But your other three brilliant choices.
Oh, thank
it's all right.
you.
I won't hold that one against you. as long as you get on board with my daylight savings concept.
I hope you appreciate Lingy's review of your edition.
Yeah. Of I'll go away and take it on board.
It's very polite of you, Beck. Well done, Log, for the dominating win. That's Lyrical Headlines for this week. It'll play again next Thursday morning.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Have either of you seen on Netflix, it's just popped up in the new to Netflix bit, the Roald Dahl short, I don't even know how to describe them. The short story. So Roald Dahl, just for those who don't know, who are listening, I'm sure a lot of you, most people have heard of him. He's, you know, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, the BFG, Matilda.
Yeah, James, witches.
Yeah, James and the Giant Peach. you're bursting to say something, Tom.
Well, Loggy's done a bit of fan fiction around James and the Giant Peach. What was it called?
I don't remember.
Jack and the Giant Peach.
It's a big changer.
The boys loved it. Put it that way.
Oh.
It's a bit of, all right, it's peach time. Who wants to be the peach?
Stop it.
I was the peach
I
last
love
night.
Jack and the Giant Peach. James and the Giant Peach.
That's the problem. It. That was the whole crux of the story was that everybody loves Jack and the Giant Peach.
Everyone got a bit blurred the line.
Anyway.
Who's the Giant Peach today?
I can't get to
me,
you.
Me, I all want right. to be the Giant Peach.
All right, you say one thing wrong one time. It's turned into this.
Outstanding. Well, Wes Anderson.
Yes,
who's
I love
a
Wes.
Famed movie director, has had lots of great movies over
Royal Tenenbaums, is that the, yes. is that guy? Yeah.
So kind of what you would call a quirkier, different style of directing and everything like that. He's adapted a series of Roald Dahl's stories for Netflix, about sort of 35 to 40 minutes long they yeah. are, and they're from his short story collection. So the ones are The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar, The Swan, The Rat Catcher, and Poison. So yeah. not really super well-known ones, but really clever ones. I read Henry Sugar growing up. Mm. It's got an incredible cast of actors who are playing the cast, and they're almost narrating the story at the same time and doing the dialogue and also like doing the tags to it, like such and such and such and such he said and she said after that. So it's done in a really strange, it's Benedict Cumberbatch is cool. Henry Sugar. Ben Kingsley is in it, who famed actor. Ralph Fiennes plays Roald Dahl himself in it, so it's really quirky. Dev Patel from Slumdog Millionaire. So I watched Henry Sugar I knew the story. It is so strangely quirky and not what I expected. I loved it.
Cool. We've got a bit of it here. Can we have a listen?
Yeah.
Good evening, Mr. Sugar, said the man behind the desk whose job it was to never forget a face.
Henry Sugar was 41 years old, unmarried and rich.
Strange. The following is what Henry read in the little blue exercise book.
Gentlemen, I am a man who can see without using his eyes.
He saw it, I cried. He saw that trolley. This is absolutely unbelievable. I was flabbergasted.
This is a terrific piece of information. This could change my life.
If you played me that audio and hadn't told me that it was a Wes Anderson jam, I would tell you that sounds like a Wes Anderson jam.
Yeah, isn't it? That sort of vibe to it. Yeah. And it's... So in the background too, they're actually almost stage sets being moved, and you'll see the stagehands walk a new set in behind it.
Oh, like, okay.
Really that sort of style. As I said, I grew up reading a lot of Roald Dahl, but I'd also read The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar and Six More, which was a book, and all those short stories. So I knew the story, but I loved the way they did it. It was so stunningly different to anything else you watch. About 40 minutes. I haven't watched The Swan, The Ratcatcher, or Poison yet, and I know the story of The Swan. I don't know the other two.
Yeah.
Just if you kind of want something a little bit different, but still really enjoyable, I recommend them.
So for kids as well as adults? Or maybe older young adults?
The themes aren't adult, so kids could watch them. I just reckon it would whiz past them a little bit. It's very, very different to what we're used to watching.
On a scale of James and the Giant Peach to Jack and the Giant Peach, where are we landing there in terms of appropriateness, Phil?
I would say very much in the James mold of things.
Okay, that's all right. What we want to know is your review. Out of five, the Ling review.
4 out of 5. I really enjoyed it. Right. Fantastic. Worth a watch.
What's it called?
So there's The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar is the one I watched. There's The Swan, The Rat Catcher, and Poison. They're all about 35 to 40 minutes on Netflix. Check them out.
Tom, Lingy, and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We've got a special guest joining us in the studio. It's a lady, Log, you and I have known for quite some time.
Yes, indeedy.
She's a very talented lady.
We did not know that, though.
certainly some hidden talents. Her name is Bridget Parrott, and she is an aspiring author with a novel that we are hoping will be released very soon, The Heart of Grinwick. Good morning, Bridget.
Good morning, everyone.
Thanks
for
coming in, mate. We're good.
You've written a novel.
Yes.
That's hard. Oh, what?
Tell me about it. Jeez.
Yeah. And how long did this kind of passion project take you?
I think it's probably been at least 10 years.
Right, okay.
Well, I think because it's my first one, I'm a bit of a perfectionist.
Mm. Sure.
And I have had it edited a couple of times, so I've put all of my bank account into it.
Yeah.
And just to get it to a place where I was happy, like getting it developmentally edited to see the structure and things, make sure everything, you know, made sense.
Cool.
And then line by line, I got it edited.
Yeah,
to
make
sure... Again, it reads well.
A lot of people will say, oh, I'd love to write a book. Mm. You know, I'm just going to do that. But if you sit down to try and do it, there is way more involved than I'm just simply going to write this great book.
So much more.
I know you say it's 10 years, but when you're sitting there and you've just got a blank page sitting in front of you, how did the first words get on that page?
Well, the first words came in a completely different story. And I reread it and I was like, this is not what I want to tell.
Yeah.
The same story, but in a different time or a different version came up.
Okay.
And you kind of just flesh it out. And when there's nothing on the page, I mean, I think for a lot of creative people, they have a lot of things going on in their mind all the time. And I had that and I just kept on writing. And it was kept on writing different versions until I worked out what I wanted to go on the page, pretty much. But it was a big process.
Mm.
And also I'd say it was when the time struck. That's probably why it took so long. Because you don't just write when when you want to. I'll set aside a couple of hours in the morning.
Smash out a couple of chapters.
You look at the page, you're like, I don't know what's happening.
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah.
You go like, wait until you like, maybe you have like a dream or I don't know, something comes to you and you're like, oh, that's what they're going to do. That's right. That makes sense. Cool. And you go back into it. So that's, for me, that's my process. But I know a lot of other writers have different ones. Yeah. I'm more of a, when inspiration strikes.
The Heart of Grinwick seems like an amazing book. I've read a little, tiny little bit of what you have released. The first page, which is very exciting. Today. Can you tell people what the book is about, what type of, you know, genre it is?
Yeah, it's a fantasy. Mm-hmm. A fantasy book slash adventure, I would say. It's going to be a series. And I would say if you're really into like a Brandon Sanderson type of novel.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it has elements of magic, similar to Harry Potter in that coming of age story.
Yeah.
This one is really these two characters coming into age to have the rest of the series as an adult.
Oh, cool.
So it's them growing up to where they're going to be and then follows them through. It has a bit of a high technology element.
Okay.
So it's all made up. So
right.
It's got its own power sources, things like that. Yeah. Like word building, that was one of the big steps, making sure, you know, that everything aligned.
It sounds so exciting. I would imagine, though, getting it published and out there and released is a huge thing. You need finance, you need support, you need all these different relationships to happen for it to be released. What are we talking? Where are we up to?
So I've got the Kickstarter campaign going. So probably less than 10 days to go now. And that campaign, people can pledge to get a book. And so that helps, that money will help go to printing it and getting it published. And then they'll get one of the first copies. So that's my first big campaign that I've been running to, I guess, market the book, because it does get you that funding ahead of time to get it published, get it printed, send copies to people, all of that, and then, builds up that fan base at the same time.
And it was such a cool concept because I've pre-ordered the book and I didn't realise, like, some people are like, you know, you have to kind of put your faith in the author and the writing and all this type of
100%.
Stuff. 100%. Which I do. The Kickstarter page, though, if you don't reach the amount that you're after, the money doesn't get taken from any of the people who have pledged their support to buy a book once it gets.
Yeah.
Hopefully you get to that amount and it'll get published and released. So that's very cool as well. It's kind of like you will either get the book if we make all the money together.
If we make it all together.
You've literally
fingers crossed.
Yeah, or you've had 2 minutes out of your life to sign up for something. That's really cool. And how's the community taking it so far?
It has been amazing. Mm. So even like the Surf Coast Times, Geelong Times, they've gotten behind me and they've been amazing. And just especially since that came out, the community has really, I felt a big encouragement from everyone.
Yeah.
So whether or not it makes it, which I hope it makes it, but I just feel more confident as I go forward because it's been so nice to just let it out there and let people realise what you've been doing for such a long time.
Yeah, that's so cool. Yeah. Lingy's particularly interested because he's also writing a magical sort of based story
about a young man
coming of age and growing up to be a professional footballer. I believe the main character's name is Cameron.
There's a lot of magic in that story.
so much magic there. My drama is that it's like when I was in high school and you had to write the 1,000-word essay I just put in a whole lot of and alsos and therefores and so on and so forth to pad it out.
All right, so the Kickstarter, what's the easiest way for us to find it and get involved?
Yeah, you can jump on my Instagram
or
jump onto Kickstarter and search The Heart of Grinwick and you can be, if you pledge to get one of the first copies, that's it. If we get over the line, you'll be there.
Grinwick is spelled Grinnwick.
Yep.
Wick.
That's right.
Grinwick. Google it, get on Kickstarter. There are lots of different ways that you can get involved as well, lots of different versions of the book that you can pre-order or whatever. All the best, mate. Thanks
Good
for
luck.
Coming
Thank
in. We
you.
Can't wait to read it.
Thank you. Thanks, Loggie, for already pledging. That's amazing.
Oh,
so
I'm amazing.
You are pretty amazing.
You're welcome.
Tom, Lingy and Loggie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.